WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Although our book critic Maureen Carrigan has words of praise for the book she's about to review, you may not want to give this book to your spouse or lover. It's called Against Love, A Polemic.
Do not bring this book along on family get-togethers. Do not bring it up at dinner parties, picnics, or soccer games where other coupled adults congregate. Quoting chunks of Laura Kipnis's new nonfiction book, Against Love, to a crowd of married grown-ups will provoke general laughter and knowing nods, followed by a round of hurt glances, sputtering defenses, and gloomy silences. This book is trouble. Only adulterers, free lovers, and sexually blithe singletons will feel reassured after reading it. And the worst thing is, Kipnis is so convincing. Against Love is a vastly entertaining and smart work of social criticism that wonders aloud about whether there could be forms of daily life based upon something other than isolated households and sexually exclusive couples. She subtitles her book A Polemic, which is an over-the-top form of argumentation most famously employed in Jonathan Swift's essay, A Modest Proposal. That's the one where Swift suggests that the logical solution to the Irish famines of the 18th century would be cannibalism. The power of a polemic rests chiefly on a writer's gift for language, especially for metaphor. Kipnis demonstrates her brilliance at the form when she opens by describing the married libido this way. Once a well-known freedom fighter, now a sorry, shriveled thing, from swaggering outlaw to model citizen, Janis Joplin to Barry Manilow in just a few short decades, all applicable organs pledged to the couple as community property. Throughout Against Love, Kipnis plays the part of a heretic in the chapel of love, citing the well-known statistic that 50% of American marriages fail, and nodding to the reality that hordes of married men and women stray, she considers why Americans clearly harbor ambivalence and anxiety about monogamy, a way of life we're all supposed to regard as natural. In this light, she interprets the 1990s ruckus over philandering politicians, everybody from Newt Gingrich to Bill Clinton, as a kind of subconscious strategy the nation adopted to act out its collective conflicts over marriage. A running question throughout the book is this zinger: is boredom socially necessary? According to Kipnis, marriage and its attendant boredoms serve the same purpose that religion does in Marx's analysis. It's an opiate of the people. Coupled and settled down, the married masses are less likely to protest in the streets or be insubordinate on the job. Kipnis is especially sharp at pointing out how the rhetoric of the factory has permeated our conversations about romance, citing in particular the contemporary cliché about working on relationships. No one works at adultery, she notes, as she goes on to catalog all the enforcement mechanisms required to keep legally co-joined citizens from wandering out of what she calls their domestic gulags. There's the booming business of therapy, and then in the private sphere, there's what Kipnis calls the favorite recreational pastime of coupledom, mate behavior modification. If you really want to spark a rip-roaring conversation with your spouse or spousal equivalent, try setting aside a night to read through Kipnis's 9-page list of all the things you can't do because you're in a couple. Among them, you can't leave the house without saying where you're going, and you can't be less concerned with the other person's vulnerability than with expressing your own opinions. Kipnis's chilling verdict at the end of this list is that virtually no aspect of everyday life is not subject to regulation and review, and in modern love, acceding to a mate's commands is what constitutes intimacy. Because Kipnis covers her back by reminding readers that the job of a polemic is to poke holes in cultural pieties, not to tell both sides of an issue, she doesn't offer objections or solutions to the flat vision of nuptial numbness she summons up. Against Love is such an unsettling and witty deconstruction of marriage and monogamy, it will leave a lot of readers grasping for a comeback. Ideally, something more engaging than the paranoid political rhetoric of the Defense of Marriage Act.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Against Love, a polemic by Laura Kipnis.